the all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. 620 CKRM.
That's where it was.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan. Inside the Sports Cage, we are live from the Kinexus Arts Center as we get ready for the Rams dinner tonight. And as you can hear in the background, probably, it is
the room is filling up.
It is getting busy. Mark Mueller and Corey Mace. Maz said it. They're like the shiny new toy.
They are.
They're like, everybody wants a piece of them. Everyone wants to talk to them. And it's great, right? And I'm sure Mace gets that everywhere he goes. I think he might be getting his groceries delivered. The grocery store would be just a battle.
Wife goes, and then it's easy, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows who she is yet.
Yes.
Mueller never could wander around town, right? And I'm sure his dad's getting quizzed just as much as he is, whatever that's going on in Rotterdam.
Oh.
Larry's got to be a mouthpiece for Mark and what's happening all the time.
His dad's an absolute beauty. The kind of like could be the mayor. The unofficial.
But you know what his dad is? He's a great supporter and believer and promoter of Rams, Riders, and everything local. Don't think for a minute Larry doesn't support everything going on in town, and it's something you should love about him because he's a big part of this community.
The Regina Rebels are at the Esso Cup in Vernon, British Columbia, the National U18 Female Championship, and they are up in the second period of play 4-2.
They can't finish first, though.
Against Atlantic Canada, but they can finish second, though. So they finish second. If they win, and then I think Okanagan loses this evening. So we're going to keep you updated there as we go in the Rebels trying to bring home the U18 Female Championship to Saskatchewan. Lots of hockey tonight in Melfort. Game four, the Mustangs trying to wrap it up against the Flin Flon Bombers.
Could you imagine the Boston Pizza in Melfort right now?
Packed.
Absolutely packed.
Chances are that's a nice little tavern.
It is.
In Melfort.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of Flin Flon people going home very disappointed if they get the sweep there. All right. Special guest.
Very special.
Live.
Very special.
I've been waiting for this since I saw the story, I think last year, a couple years ago. I coach flag football. I coach my daughter, 11-year-old Gabby. She absolutely loves the game. Female football has gone wild places.
It has. Like everything else.
First ever female coach in the CFL is joining us right now. Tanya Henderson from Forestburg, Alberta. Where is that?
Forestburg, Alberta. It's 800 people.
I've been there.
Very small.
What?
It's just southeast of Edmonton.
Oh, southeast. See, I'm
almost straight east of Red Deer.
Yes.
There you go.
Correct. Yeah.
How wild of a ride has it been? Let's say the last 10 years of your life.
It's been a lot. It's it's like every year I'm just like, okay, well, like, what's going to happen next? And it's like, even the things that I think are going to happen, it's like 10 times more. And I'm like, I just long for the ride. It's wonderful. It's been great. I'm loving every moment of it.
Now, obviously, you would have wanted to be here at some point. Are you ahead of the career trajectory? Are you on the career trajectory? Or has this been a surprise to you to be in the CFL at this point?
You know what? Because it's such a, like, for females, like, in this sport, it's so non-linear that it was, like, it never really was a point where I was like, okay, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. It was just, what's up next? What's up next? What is there? What is the option? Like, what are the opportunities that I can find? So I never really have had, like, an end game or, like, a goal. It's just been, like, checking things off the list.
This is work.
Yeah.
So what are other young female coaches coming to you and ask? What are the questions they're asking you of how to get to this stage? How did you do this? What took place?
Oh, that's a great question. I think, like, a lot of it is exactly what you said, like, what do we do? And my answer is kind of exactly what I just explained. Like, any opportunity that you have, like, jump on that. You never know, like, how, no matter how small, how big, like, who you're going to meet, who you're going to connect with, who you're going to be in front of. So, like, just take those opportunities. Obviously, like, I did a lot of like growing the game, and that paid off a lot for me because it was the way that I could make connections and get into rooms that otherwise I might not have. So that's like really always my big takeaway, is just like, don't let anyone tell you you don't belong there, and just go.
How do you get in to football? Is there older brothers, younger brothers, or a dad? Like, how do you become such a student of the game and loving football?
Like myself personally?
Yeah.
I didn't play football until I was 22. I didn't even like watch a football game until the NBA locked out in like 2000 and
really?
Like 10. Yeah. I like small town, we didn't have football. There was like the town next to us, like 45 minutes away did, but like wasn't really involved in that. My family didn't watch football. My brother didn't play football. So I just like, I saw a sign one day that said women's tackle football, no experience necessary. And I was like, that seems cool. Like rec basketball isn't really doing it for me. So let's give this a go. And then I found out you could play Team Canada for women's tackle football. And that was like the cherry on the top of the cake. And I was like, let's go do that.
Are you like entrenched in all things football? Like does your world revolve around football or not so much?
It does. Like it very much revolves around football, but like there's also, I've recognized that there's like times for breaks and there's times to like take a step back, because if you're in it all of the time, you kind of get numb to it and you miss out on how you can contribute because your brain's just always on that. So it's like, it's always positive, and this goes for like anything, not even just football.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like take a step back so that you can come in with fresh eyes.
Who have you learned the most from when it comes to coaching football?
Ooh. You're going to set me up for something here.
No.
I mean, like, it's very different in different, like, aspects. Like, I mean, I've been lucky enough to be around a really solid coaching staff at the BC Lions. And, like, I learned different things from different people. Before that, it really was just an amalgamation of, like, all the people and all the coaches I was around. But honestly, although I've learned a lot from coaches, I would say I've actually learned more from players and learning, like, what works to communicate with them and what doesn't work to communicate with them. And that's, like, a big thing with me is, like, how do we coach? How do we get people to learn? How do we, like, communicate more effectively? So it's, like, the X's and the O's have obviously, like, learned tons from John Bowman and RP and everyone in our staff. But a lot of it comes from, like, my background also as a personal trainer, which is coaching. And now it's just applying those skills to football.
Can you do... And I don't mean this in a bad way, but do you realize how big of a idol or as a game changer you are for women in pro sports and in football? Do you recognize the pedestal you're on?
I do. And like from the very beginning, I had this really solid knowledge of like, okay, there's like two versions of me right now. There's like the version that's doing this for women in football, but then there's also the version that's just doing this for me, like just as the coach. So I know I have like a very big impact, and it's like, it's a privilege to have that. It's something that's like really important to me to provide, you know, somewhat like to be a role model for people. Like I didn't have that growing up. I didn't have someone in sports that I was like, oh, I want to be like them. Like I looked up to like Allen Iverson and LeBron James because there was no females that I saw.
One's not a great role model, by the way.
Not a big practice guy.
We're talking about practice?
Not a big practice guy.
Maybe not the best name to throw out as a role model.
Which is absolutely crucial in football. Okay, so when you played, what position did you play? Or did you play a number of positions? What did you love?
I started out as a linebacker. Linebacker, like, always will be in my heart. I actually played Team Canada. I played O-line. Which I was like the most undersized O-lineman, and I had never played it before, and I like killed it, and I was happy with that. But special teams, I played some D-line, but I've stayed pretty steady with the linebacker.
No offense, if you can play linebacker, you can go play O-line. Anybody can do that if they plan it. All the smart kids play linebacker.
It's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Are you involved tonight's NFL draft night? Again, you weren't really like a big football player, and I don't follow the NFL draft that well. But you got the CFL draft coming up next week. So with the Lions and all that, are you in the inner circle or in the war room or whatever? Are you helping? Are you doing much with the draft?
Most of the stuff that we contribute, we've done like the weeks leading up to it.
Okay.
We just let the power be, and they roll with it. But, I mean, for me, it was cool because I was part of the combine. So even just, like, as a combine coach, I'm like really invested in it just to see where all the D linemen go and like where their story starts.
I can't wait to hear you speak tonight. And I think, again, having a daughter that's a football fanatic, I think it's amazing. And then being sincere on what you've done, and I just can't. I hope you're one of many to come.
No, I think it's an amazing story, and I wish you nothing but the greatest success in the world.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
keep knocking it out of the park.
Tanya Henderson from the rival BC Lions, but the first ever female coach in the CFL. Cool story. It is the Sports Cage live from the Kinexus Arts Center at the Rams Dinner on the home of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, 620 CKRM.